This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Somalia today, there was a bloody attack in the capital, Mogadishu. At least 78 people were killed when a huge vehicle bomb exploded at a busy intersection during the morning rush hour. Scores were wounded. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
It was one of the deadliest attacks in Mogadishu in recent memory. The toll was likely to rise as scores of people were rushed to hospitals. University students were among those killed. Police said the dead also included two Turkish nationals. Officials said the blast targeted a tax collection center during the morning rush hour as Somalia returned to work after its weekend. Images from the scene showed the mangled frames of vehicles and bodies lying on the ground. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab often carries out such attacks. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A Taliban force today attacked an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gunfire attack happened in mainly Taliban-controlled Helmand province. The insurgents claim they overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The insurgents this week have carried out repeated attacks against government forces. In Kunduz province Monday, a U.S. Special Forces member was killed. AP's Ben Thomas has details newly released by the Pentagon.
A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan says Sergeant First Class Michael Goble was with his unit when its members discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons in Kunduz province Monday. Goble was killed and an Afghan service member wounded by an explosion as they were clearing out the cache. The Taliban had claimed it targeted the group with a roadside bomb.
That was AP's Ben Thomas reporting. The intensified pace of Taliban attacks comes despite an on-again, off-again peace process with the United States aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. To stay up to date with all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Turkish court has convicted and sentenced to prison seven journalists following charges they supported a U.S.-based cleric that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accuses of masterminding a failed 2016 coup. The prison terms range from 2 to 3.5 years. Cleric Fethullah Gulen denies any involvement in the coup attempt. He lives in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. The wreckage of a tour helicopter has been found off the coast of Kauai in the U.S. state of Hawaii. A fire department battalion chief says remains have also been recovered.
The passenger manifest confirms seven individuals were on board the aircraft, and we have recovered six sets of remains. There are no indications of survivors.
The U.S. Coast Guard says steep terrain, low visibility, choppy seas, and rain had complicated the search operation. In Hong Kong today, police fought with protesters who marched through a shopping mall demanding that mainland Chinese traders leave the city. In another weekend of anti-government tension in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory, the demonstration in Cheung Shui near Hong Kong's boundary with the mainland was part of efforts to pressure the city's government by disrupting economic activity. Kazakhstan is observing a national day of mourning a day after 12 people died when a passenger jet crashed shortly after takeoff from Almaty Airport. The plane carrying nearly 100 passengers was operated by budget carrier Beck Air and was torn apart when it slammed into a building. In the capital, Nur-Sultan, Kazakhstan's largest flag was at half-staff while officials made urgent appeals for blood donations to help injured survivors. An investigation of the tragedy is underway. In the meantime, all Beck Air flights have been suspended. A Spanish Coast Guard vessel this weekend picked up 24 African migrants from a boat in the Atlantic Ocean, prompting a familiar question, what next? Here's Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy.
The vessel brought the migrants, including two babies, to the Canary Islands port of Gran Canaria. The Coast Guard said all those rescued were in good health. Earlier on Friday, a German NGO ship rescued 32 migrants from an overcrowded rubber dinghy off the coast of Libya after receiving an emergency call late on Thursday. The CI rescue ship is now en route to the Italian port of Lampedusa.
That was Reuters correspondent Emmer McCarthy. More than a week after the U.S. House of Representatives impeached Donald Trump on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, the Senate remains deadlocked over how to proceed with a trial for the president. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to start it as soon as lawmakers are back in session in early January. Democrats are demanding an agreement in advance to subpoena witnesses and gain documents. Gene Randall, VOA News.